When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everyone? I'm back with a new story of r/relationship advice. Feel free to like, subscribe, and hit the bell icon. Okay, now sit back, relax, and let's begin.
Posted by Towhead11. So we started dating back in 2017. She's my first love, and for the most part, the relationship was pretty good. Fast forward to 2021, and this is where the relationship went all wrong. In January 2021, she was getting ready to leave to her BCT for the Air Force, and well, she joined for personal reasons that I won't go into detail. I respected her decision and she left for 6 months. I stayed home for the majority of the time she was gone. I did not want to do anything that would disrespect her in any way. One night, this was in May, I go out with some friends to a local bar, and for context, it was just a guy's night out, nothing crazy. But when she, XGF, found out that I had gone out, she lost it. She assumed the worst and broke up with me. 1 month passes by and she comes back home, so now we're in June. She goes looking for me, and well, we ended fixing things as soon as she got back, just like I knew we would. We had a special relationship. I always gave her space when we had our arguments, and time would pass and we would just get over them and continue with our relationship. The following night that she got back from her training, she tells me we need to talk, and she's crying and sobbing at this point. She tells me, and these are her exact words, "I met someone over there that I found interesting," literally her exact words, and I always remember them. But I asked her if she had slept with a guy or what, because she was crying, and she said no, that she could never cheat and do that type of stuff. So I took her word and didn't think much of it, cause she's always been an honest person. Now fast forward to December 11th, 2021, and one night I received a message from that guy, 18 male, she told me about, and I lost it. The following morning I confronted her about it. And it turns out she did sleep with him, and they had a relationship for 1 or 2 months that she was there at her training. And she had been talking to this guy ever since she got back, so for 5 months she was talking to this guy. And yes, she's only been talking to him over the phone since the guy is stationed in Japan, so as far as I know she hadn't actually seen him these past couple of months. The next couple of days gets worse. I find out they were planning on getting married and start this whole new life. As would anyone, I lose my mind and just tell her we're done. So I'm stuck and confused. I want to fix things and forget about the past, but that fact that she has to choose makes matters worse in every aspect. I need some advice, and not just "you deserve better," I need proper advice. Edit. Yes, I know how pathetic this looks on my end, and I know it probably is pathetic, but I'm doing this now because I don't want time to go by and ask myself, what if we fixed things? I know deep down this girl has already made up her mind, but I want her to at least have the guts to tell me that in my face. And then I can properly have some type of closure and know things would never work and never have to ask myself that again. It's been 4 days since you found out. You have not gotten over the situation. You're going through the turmoil of a dying relationship where you were betrayed. One day you're furious with her. The next day you'll feel sorry for her. The next day you'll feel like she owes you something. The next day you'll want to start the relationship over. The day after that, you'll be furious all over again. On and on and on for as long as you try to keep the relationship alive. I've been in your shoes. Your brain is trying to convince you that, if you decide to save the relationship, that means you've won. You didn't get beaten by another dude because you were in control and decided whether or not their betrayal ended your relationship. That's why you're furious that she didn't immediately agree to continue the relationship. She's blocking your ego's way of protecting itself. Don't get back together. Even if she agrees, it'll make you feel better for a couple days. Then you'll start asking yourself, if I'm such a great dude that I can forgive her cheating, how did she have the audacity to cheat in the first place? And you'll be mad all over again. Focus less on trying to win and focus more on finding your peace. You can step away from the chaos. It'll hurt for a while, but I promise it'll make you better. The pain will subside over time, you'll move on with your life, and you'll find yourself a stronger person for having survived being cheated on. Don't let this horrible relationship and terrible partner poison you any further. just walk away and let yourself start healing. Update 1. It's a bizarre love triangle. We end up talking, and at this point talking doesn't make anything better, but she decides to throw in a crazy offer that I'm actually considering. She says we can try to fix things by essentially starting all over. No sleeping at each other's places, just straight up dating, going out on weekends, which sounds like something I can try to do, but here's the catch. The guy, 18 male, is going to come here in a couple of months, and if you haven't noticed by now, I do intend to fix things. So until he comes to Las Vegas, she will be talking to both of us, but when he gets here, it will be his turn to go on dates. And I know this situation is really bad, but I think I can win her over again, and at this point I have nothing to lose. So I agreed to this love triangle thing we got going on now. I'm aware that a couple things can happen with this situation. Has anyone ever been through a situation like this? Edit. One thing that bizarres me more than anything is how this guy, 18 male, wants to keep having a relationship with this girl. She's been cheating on him for the past 6 months with me and vice versa, but I figured it's worse for him since they just met. Half a year with her and she's already cheating. Shouldn't that be red flags for the kid? I figured I have my reasons to stay since we've been together for so long, but this guy just met her and while he's out in Japan I'm here with a girl. Update 2. Well guys and gals, after a long week of on and off, the love triangle never happened. I stopped contacting her, and she hit me up and we tried to fix things. Realizing she wouldn't drop the other guy, 18 male, I decided to throw in the towel and do the best thing for me and dumped her. And guess what, the other guy also dumped her too. Karma at its finest. While I don't think this situation is completely over, I can honestly say I feel a whole lot better after trying to work things out. The relationship will never be the same no matter how much effort I could put in. Like they say, you can forgive but you can't forget, and I swear I could never relate to the saying more than ever. Why I'm so afraid to trust another woman again. I've been single for about 5 years and I, after reading tons of posts on here, I'm so afraid of getting cheated on. I know not everyone cheats, but my god. My ex-wife cheated on me before we got married, however didn't cheat while we were married. We both ended our marriage on good terms. Now that I've been single for the past 5 years, I'll stay single. Wow, my heart goes out to some of videos on YouTube for the people who were cheated on. Myself, I never cheated on my ex-wife, had many chances. I just had too much respect for her. Things weren't always great, but it didn't cause me to go out and be with another woman. In my opinion, the people who cheat don't have any self-respect for themselves or those significant other.
Let's move to the next story.
Posted by Throw R.A. Starry Day. BF and I have been together for 3 years, living together for 2 years since we moved to a new city together for work. About 6 months ago, BF decided he wanted to work on his personal discipline and decided to take some pretty drastic measures, namely, starting on NoFap, going on the keto diet to lose weight. He was about 60 pounds overweight, and giving up video games. Now, personally, I didn't think these things were necessary, except maybe losing weight for health reasons. I'm extremely attracted to him anyway, but want him to be healthy and feel good about himself, but wanted to be supportive. He also asked that I join him on these things for moral support and to avoid temptations. Now, personally, I think NoFap is pretty silly, but we had a robust sleep life together, so it wasn't a great sacrifice for me to forego solo activity. I'm not at all overweight, but agreed to follow the diet so that we wouldn't have tempting foods in the house. I like to play video games, maybe on the computer for a couple hours a couple times a week plus a few minutes here and there on my phone, but again didn't want him to be tempted and figured I could stand to transfer the time to reading and other hobbies. All went well for a few months. He lost about 30 pounds, replaced gaming with working out, and while I'm not sure what NoFap accomplished, I guess it gave him a sense of personal discipline. Our already very good physical life did improve even more, probably because he was more fit and confident in his body. Around mid-November, both of his parents, who live in another city 1,000 miles away, got sick with COVID. His father ended up needing to be hospitalized. His mom was not quite that sick but still needed a lot of help and care. His job can be done remotely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, so we agreed that he would go out to stay with them as long as needed and we would be long distance for a while. Thankfully, they both recovered, but it took a long time for them to be well enough to look after themselves. BF ended up being away for a little over 2 months, which I completely understood, but it did mean I was on my own for Thanksgiving, Christmas and New Year's. I don't have any family in our current city and wasn't able to take enough time off work to go out of town. Honestly, I didn't stick to the provisions above while he was away. I had agreed to do NoFap when I thought we would be able to be intimate regularly in person, was following the diet and foregoing gaming to help him avoid temptations. I didn't see any harm with taking care of my own needs from time to time, eating whatever I wanted and passing the time by gaming while he was gone for over 2 months. I wasn't even going to say anything about it, figuring he would have had bigger things to be concerned about, but after he'd been home for a couple days he wanted to compare notes on how well we had mutually stuck to NoFap, the diet and no gaming while he was away. And when I told him I hadn't, he was both furious and heartbroken. Said I had betrayed him by not keeping promises, that I basically cheated on our life together and that he could no longer trust me. I have apologized numerous times, but he won't accept that I am truly sorry for not clarifying that he wanted me to stick to these restrictions in solidarity while he was away. I love him so much and he has been through such a horrible time with his parents, and I feel less awful for making it worse. We haven't broken up officially but are very likely headed that way. Is there anything I can say or do? Or do I just learn a hard lesson? I'm so devastated. I was honestly thinking you were going to say you slept with another person. What you did is by no means unforgivable. I do, however, take issue with him being heartbroken that you aren't following his lifestyle. I commended him for making the necessary changes to better himself. But imposing this lifestyle on you, whether you agreed out of solidarity or not, is narcissistic. You didn't offer, he asked you to change and restrict your life in a way you didn't even need. Naturally, you would feel awful having to say no to that kind of question. That narcissist played you. No, I definitely did not cheat with another person. I just feel bad because from what he said, despite being absorbed with taking care of his parents for 2 months, he did stick with NoFap, even when we couldn't be intimate together. Stuck to his diet, came back another 10 pounds lighter, and avoided gaming. And here I was at home being a total hedonist in comparison. You did say boyfriend. Not husband. Boyfriend. After a year he hasn't figured out if you are the one. And then he has the audacity to be upset about the way you make decisions when he takes off for a couple of months. It just sounds ludicrous. He must see himself as really something. He shouldn't be concerned over your decisions as much as he should be concerned about whether he can gain back your respect after conducting himself as a boy, not as a man. Maybe he should look past his wants and be more compassionate about your needs. That is the thing a man would do. Well, we got together when we were 22 and while, well, until very recently, we have loved sharing a life. We both wanted a bit more time as adults before making a lifetime legal commitment. So I'm not at all upset about not having a ring yet or anything. I'm actually glad we've had this incident because I think it will force us to think about what we want from each other in the future. As in, will we be able to work through this and come to a better understanding about how to support each other in a healthy way? Because if not, better to figure that out now than after marriage. Update. Anyway, he continued to give me the silent treatment and finally last night told me he couldn't be with me anymore. Because I was obviously a selfish person who didn't support his lifestyle. I told him fine, but that it was incredibly controlling to expect that anyone would just follow along with big lifestyle changes they didn't need even when he was out of town. He sat quietly for a minute and then admitted he had been cheating when he was out of town. Not just once but with three different people. Said that the urge had been there for a while even before he left. Although he had a few girlfriends before me, he had never really turned heads due to being so heavy. but once the weight started coming off, he started getting noticed by women and got a big case of FOMO from being committed to me. And then once he got back to his hometown, he had the opportunity. First as a hookup with an old friend from high school who had rejected him when he was heavy but thought he was hot now, and then with a couple other people he met, the last of whom he also fell for emotionally. So the entire reason for the original conversation where he was mad about me following the lifestyle rules was to pick a fight. First, he was hoping I wouldn't confess to breaking the rules and wanted to catch me in a lie so that he'd have a reason to break up. Then when I was honest, he used it as an excuse to harangue me and claim he was betrayed, again hoping I would break up with him so he wouldn't have to be the bad guy. So the upshot is that he's leaving and moving back to his hometown to start a relationship with his new love, whom I'll call Lisa. He didn't even say sorry, but in fact leveled a bunch of insults at me. That I'm not going anywhere with my life as compared to Lisa and am generally not as smart. I'm an executive assistant and love the work. She's a lawyer who is a few years older. That he just settled for me because I was nice to him and gave him attention while he was fat, but that I'm actually a butterface even if my body's not too bad. But that I could actually stand to drop 5 to 10 pounds. Keep in mind I'm 5 feet 4 inches and under 120 pounds, but apparently Lisa is a size 0 and a marathon runner. That generally I'm too plain because I don't care about designer clothes and getting my nails done. And again, he said he strongly prefers extremely girly appearances but just felt he couldn't be too picky when he was fat. That I embarrass him due to being quiet / introverted and because of my appearance. So at this point I know I'm supposed to say good riddance, but the truth is I'm alternating between feeling furious and heartbroken. At least he did say he would give me the money to cover his half of the rest of our lease so I don't have to move right away, and that he would leave me all the furniture except his home office stuff. I guess next time I won't be so accommodating and supportive, because obviously that is not the way to a man's heart. There really has to be someone better out there, but for now being single for a while and indulging in all the stuff I gave up for him sounds like heaven. I just want to say that you sound like the nicest, healthiest person I've ever seen on Reddit. Take your time and do what you need, but please don't let this change you. You did everything right, and it would be a real shame if this stupid makes you bitter. You can be the full package and still be delivered to the wrong address. And don't worry. I have no doubt him and Lucy will have a shit relationship because they sound like worst people. She is clearly shallow for rejecting him earlier, and he is clearly shallow and a cheating stupid. It doesn't bode well. Thank you, that's really, really nice of you. To be clear, I didn't mean I'm going to become a total bitter stupid now too. I just meant that perhaps next time it would be healthier to remember that it's okay to have some of my own boundaries instead of just going along 100% with what the other person wants all the time. Also, just to clarify, Lisa is a new person he met. There was another woman he had a hookup with at the beginning of his trip who was a friend, who decided he was now hot enough to hit it. But I agree they are all pretty awful unless he lied about being in a relationship. Nothing that anyone says is going to quell the sting of the things he said, but as you wince when they come to mind, remind yourself that he was projecting the way he sees himself onto you. I promise this is how he sees himself, and he is mindlessly hurling it onto you and running to escape his own ugly behavior. This was never about you. I'm so sorry he treated you this way. You did not deserve any of it. Thank you, definitely struggling with the comments he made, especially about my looks and intelligence. Like, was the whole relationship really just a lie? Did he feel the whole time he was settling and never really liked me much? And even so, was it really necessary to say those things on his way out? I mean, he could have just said that while he was away he realized he wasn't ready to settle down and wanted to be free to date other people, that he wasn't feeling it with me anymore and that he was sorry. Word to the breaker-uppers out there. It really isn't easier if you're mean and try to make us hate you. We just feel crappy about ourselves and have more trouble bouncing back. You can be clear about a breakup and still be kind.
Hey, since you made it this far watching this video, thank you so much. Share your thoughts in the comment box. See you in the next story.